April 1905. Desolation Point, my prison for the next year, emerged from the fog. Each rhythmic stroke from the two sturdy sailors took me closer to land. The tender ship, now a hazy outline, swayed in a world of fog-shrouded gray. A tingle of dread raced up my backbone as I remembered whispered conversations about this cursed place. I pulled my cloak closer and wrinkled my nose at the damp wool's pungent odor. Last night, Oren sneaked into my bedroom with the same tired question.
Do you believe in ghosts?
No. I'd kept my voice steady, so he wouldn't hear my fright, and repeated what we'd heard Father tell Mother. The October shipwrecks for the past 7 years were caused by bad weather.
But there could be ghosts around. Think about all the men who drowned.
I don't believe in ghosts. Oren changed topics.
Are you worried about finding the body of a murdered man or meeting a murderer?
Oren, I said sternly, you're scaring yourself.
I'd like to see a ghost. Maybe the last lighthouse keeper murdered the missing sea captain and the assistant keeper.
Father said the head keeper had been dismissed because he used strong spirits, not because he murdered anyone.
Then what happened to his assistant and to Diamond Dan?
I don't know. Nobody knows. I turned my back to my brother, hoping he would take the hint and go back to his bed.
We could solve the mysteries.
Oren tapped the middle of my back.
Well, you could. You're real smart, Mary.
We're not going to look for either ghosts or murderers. You should go to bed. After Oren left, I pulled the pillow over my head, trying to block the knowledge of the terrible events spawned at Desolation Point, but time could not be blocked. And today, I sat in a rowboat, getting ever closer to the place which existed under a spell of misfortune.